Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about relationships. And the reason why I would like to talk about relationships is because I want to touch base on the signs that people have in these relationships that their partner or their husband or their wife is no longer interested. And I ran across this session that someone had online, and a lot of people were saying how they didn't see any signs in their relationships of not really being wanted by their partner. And I'm here to say it's always signs. And thinking about relationships I've been in, when in my younger days, there was always signs. I know if I didn't want to be in a relationship, I wasn't too talkative. I didn't care to learn anything about the person that I was with. I didn't give them any attention. I just was overall just, you know, you're not there. Physically, you're there. Mentally, you're not. So it's like you close yourself off from the person that you're involved with. So that's why I say there's always signs, because in my younger days, that's how I did it if I wasn't interested. And because a lot of us, I'm almost in my 50s now, but most of us in our younger days, this is how we did it. You know, you didn't take the time out to say, hey, this is what I don't like about you or about this relationship. You know, we just started to ignore the partner that we were with, and you ignore them to either they get tired or either to you walk away. We weren't open enough, I think, back in the day to communicate the way we should have, you know, because it would have been that much easier just to go ahead and tell the person, I'm not interested. My feelings for you have changed. But most of us didn't do that. We just, you know, you would just leave people hanging. Like they have this thing now called ghosting. That's basically what people did back in the old days. Though, I mean, I'm talking like I'm really old, but I'm in my late 40s, but it's still how we did it when we were in high school and college. But I will say this, the signs are always there. Like I said earlier, the communication is not there. They don't be in a rush to spend any time with you, or when you're talking to them, they basically just ignore you. Like I said, communication. Or if you want to talk about the issues that you're having with them, they don't want to talk about it. They will argue. They will start a big argument with you just so they don't have to talk about the situation that you want to talk about. They're not willing to listen. They don't want to hear anything, you know, and those are some of the signs that you will see if they've basically checked out on you, if they're not interested in you anymore. Because anytime you're in a relationship and you suppose if you're in this relationship, you're saying this is who you really want to be with. If you're in a relationship and your partner can't come to you and have a decent grown-up conversation about what he or she is feeling, because you're going to get angry, you're going to huff and puff, you're going to out-talk them, you're going to talk over them, that's a sign that the person just don't want to hear anything that you're saying. They're not interested and they don't care. They don't care to the point that they don't even want to hear anything you have to say. That's one of the reasons. Okay. And then when the phone calls slow down or the text, you know, if you're in a relationship, most people you're texting all the time, you're calling all the time. But when you see that those calls are less frequent and those texts, that means they're checking out. Now, in the day and age that we're living in, they'll ghost you, you know, they'll disappear on you. They don't take the time out to say, okay, this is what is going on, and this is what I don't like about you, or this is what I feel right now. People don't want to talk about their feelings. They rather ignore it because they feel if they ignore it, then they don't have to worry about it. There's no problem. If you ignore something, then to you, that's not a problem. And that's what people are doing out here. They're ignoring what they should be talking about, which is their feelings. No one wants their feelings played with. And this is why relationships don't work these days, because no one is willing to be upfront and honest. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that have really good relationships, but there's just as many people out there that have very bad relationships because the lines of communication is not open. And I'm the type of person, I've always made sure that I'm able to talk to the person. If I'm talking to you and you're brushing off what I'm saying and you don't want to hear it, and I'm not going to argue with you. That's one thing I don't do. I refuse to argue because I have better things to do. So if I know that you're doing something wrong that I don't like, and I know that this relationship isn't the way it used to be, and if I try to talk to you about it, and you're not giving me that open line of communication, I'm letting you go. I'm letting you know right then and there. You can keep it moving. I don't need you. And I hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, not everyone is strong enough to be the way that you are. You know, some people are afraid to move on. Some people just think that they can handle the situation. No, you should never be afraid to move on from a bad relationship. I mean, I know we've all stayed in bad relationships, and that's a no-no for me. That's something I refuse to do now. I've done it in the past. I mean, we've all done it in the past. We've stayed with people that we shouldn't have been with, that we should have kicked to the curb a long time ago, that we should have taken out the garbage, you know? But we stayed. And I have learned, I have grown a lot, and I've learned from my mistakes, and I know that unless you have open and good communication, you know, you can't have anything. You can't have a real relationship if the communication is not there. We have to be able to communicate with each other. And I hear a lot of people saying they don't like eye contact. Eye contact is something you should always want, because if you can always see, I know I can. You can see if you're looking in someone's eyes and you're talking to them and you're having a conversation, you know if they're lying, because usually they cannot look at you. They cannot look in your eyes because they know that they're lying or they're full of shit. So that's one thing they can't do. They can't give you that eye contact. You know, so you know, back to the situation at hand, and that is, how do you know that someone is checked out in the relationship? Physically, they're not attracted to you anymore. That's something right there. Or they don't tell you, hey, you look nice today, or you're looking beautiful. They don't compliment you. Not that you need to be validated. It just lets you know, okay, well, hey, he or she's checking me out. You know, they're there. So they see me. Some people, I hear married men and women telling me, well, you know, my husband or my wife has never given me a compliment, or they stop giving me compliments, you know, after we've been married for 3 or 4 years. See, that's bad, because when you're in these relationships and you're in these marriages, you need to keep everything fresh. You need to know that your partner is still in love with you or still attracted to you. Because a lot of people, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, my relationship ended because I just fell out of love. And I sit here and I think to myself, just how the hell do you fall out of love? I mean, if you love them, then you love them. Even if you divorce them, most of the time you're divorcing because it's something that happened that you just can't get over in the relationship, whether they cheated or lied or whatever, or abuse or whatever it is something that happened. But when people say, oh, I just fell out of love with this person, I always ask myself, how the hell do you love someone 1 minute and then you've fallen out of love? I don't think it's that you've fallen out of love. I think you're just not, you know, there's something missing. Rather, again, it's the communication, the attraction, but there is something missing. I don't think that you actually have fallen out of love. You just, it's something about the relationship that you're not liking. There's something that you feel you're missing. But I don't think it's because you fell out of love. How do you love someone for 25, 26 years in this marriage and all of a sudden, oh, I fell out of love. I don't love him anymore. No, the relationship just, I believe your relationship might have just gone cold. People don't understand. You have to continue to date, basically. Even though you're married or you're in a relationship, you still have to continue to date, meaning you guys take quality time and go to a movie or go bowling or take a walk together or take a weekend trip. You have to keep your relationship new is what I'm trying to say. You don't want to get so set in your ways to where you guys don't do anything, but he sits on one side of the sofa, you're sitting on the other, or you both are on the web and you're searching the web, or someone's talking on the phone to their friends. That's when you're ignoring each other. And that's not a relationship. You have to learn to keep your relationship spicy. I mean, I'm not saying that you should be this man or this woman's shadow, because everyone does need their space. You don't want to overwhelm them with your presence, because then that will chase a person away. I know it would chase me away if I couldn't get a moment to myself or get some privacy from my partner. You know, that would make me push away, because I'm like, okay, you need breathing room. I think we all have to learn to give each other breathing room in these relationships. But if the communication is not there, you don't have a relationship. You can't be in a relationship if you cannot communicate with the person you're with. And I talk a lot. I'm the type of person, I talk a lot. So when I'm involved with someone, I ask a lot of questions and I talk and I talk and I talk. So I'm going to know if there's something that's not right in the relationship, because I talk a lot and I ask a lot of questions, and I know what questions to ask my partner if I'm dating anyone or seeing anyone like that. But a lot of people think it's okay for their partner to shut down and not communicate. And they stay in it just to hear the name that they're in a relationship or they're in a marriage. No, you shouldn't do that. It's not good for you and it's not good for your partner. Even though they might be treating you like crap, not communicating with you, not being there physically and mentally, not being there with you, you still don't want to stay in something that's not working out, because you guys are wasting each other's time. Okay, and that's time you can't get back. And I've learned a long time ago, you don't want to stay in a relationship that does not make you happy. Because if you're not happy, you're going to make the people around you very unhappy, your friends and your family. So I have never been the type of person to give anyone any advice and tell them, well, you should stay there just because you've been with that person for so long and you guys have kids. No, my advice has always been, number one, pray on the situation. Number two, try to communicate with your partner and see if you could talk out the problems, whatever they are, talk it out. But if you can't do that, you don't just ignore the situation and go on with your life like you guys don't have any problems. You're barely talking to each other. You're living under the same roof. It's not healthy. And if you have children and they see that and they sense the tension, that's not healthy either. So the best thing you can do is when people start to show you that your opinion does not mean anything, or they don't give a damn about communicating with you, and if they get aggressive with you because you want to communicate, that's also a red flag. I mean, it's just so many things that we all see in these relationships, but we don't follow our instincts. We'll know that this is not the relationship we should be in, but yet we'll stay in it. That's why I'm telling people, most of all, if you're with someone in a relationship and they cannot communicate, that's a done deal right there. I mean, communication is everything. And besides that, you can't be in a relationship if you're not. You should be friends in any relationship. You should start off as friends, because if you can't be a friend, you can't be anything. So if you can't get this person to open up and communicate, chances are that you're just not who they, you're not who they want. Have you ever heard a person say, well, you know, this man or this woman treated their other partner like shit, but then they got with this other person and they treated them like a king or a queen? That's because they were interested. They were open to communication. They were open to discuss things about their relationship. But when they close themselves off to you, there is no relationship. You're wasting your time. And I'll tell anybody, you should walk away. Don't ever allow anyone to waste your time, because that's time you can't get back. And you always need communication. And you don't stay in a relationship just because you have children or just because you have been with this person for years. So what? Do not stay in a situation that makes you unhappy. For your kids' sake especially, you don't do that. That's just something you don't do. So that's the things I wanted to talk about, because people were just saying there was never any clues to the fact that the guy or the woman didn't want them anymore. Yeah, it's always there. And you got to start looking at it at communication. That's the number one problem, is communication. And if you're not attracted to your partner, they'd be hesitant to even be with you physically if they're not attracted to you anymore. You know, so it's just so many different things that you can look at that will show you exactly where your relationship is headed. Rather uphill, if you're going up the hill together, you're going downhill. Okay. And who wants to be going downhill? I want to be with someone that makes me happy. And if you can't communicate with me, you can kick rocks. I send you on your way. If I ask you a question and you tell me everything but the answer to that question, I'll give you quite a few tries before I tell you to get the stepping. You know, because I'm not going to keep asking you a question and not getting an answer for my question. And I don't like when people go around the question and pretend like they even forgot what the question was, or you just answer something that I didn't even ask you for an answer for. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's just, we have to stop playing so many games at this day and age. This is why so many single people, this is why the divorce rate is so high, because people won't be honest and they definitely won't be open, and they just won't discuss their issues among each other. People seem to take their gripes to Facebook or Instagram or even Twitter. Why are you putting your business on social media? Because that's only going to make the situation worse. Rather, there's going to be some thirsty ass man that's going to try to get up on your woman, or some woman that's even more thirsty trying to get up on your man. You know, so I think you need to keep your business off of social media. Your relationships should never be on social media. No one should ever be able to look at your relationship and say, oh, well, damn, he's treating her or she's treating him like shit. They don't want each other. They don't get along. They argue all the time. That's what people are out here doing. There's a lot of judges out there. They're judges and then they're the jury. Stop putting your life story on the internet for everybody to see and comment. And it's crazy. Keep your relationships where it should be, and that's in your home, within your own walls. Discuss it like grown-ups. Don't take it to the internet. I've people literally will not talk to each other just to get on the internet and start calling each other names. I see it every day. I have to laugh about it, because I'm like, come on now. These are grown-ass people here. You got to know better. You got to do better. We have to find a way to understand one another. We have to become more open and honest and be able to communicate. And that's something we have problems doing. We don't know how to communicate. And it's just not in relationships. It's in everyday life. That's why it's so much violence in the world today, because people don't communicate. They just act. If you're not communicating, you just act on something. You're going to be the reason that problem exists. Always talk out everything so that the situation can be rectified, you know, and people don't do that. We need to communicate better, people. Okay? We really need to do better. Okay, this is basically what this segment was. I just wanted to talk about the signs of a person being tired of being in a relationship with you. And like I said, the main thing is the communication. If it's not there, you don't have anything. Okay? I just wanted to do a short segment. So this segment is pretty short. And just to talk about communication, because that's always the key. Communication is the key. You don't have communication, you don't have anything. Okay, well, until next time, I would like to thank all of you for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is. And I will be talking with you soon. Take care.